Thank you for listening. I'm Tracy Singleton. It's Tuesday, November 29th, and this is Morning Edition on WVIK.
Here's the WVIK forecast. A developing storm system will send rain our way this afternoon. It'll be breezy and mild, 55 to near 60 today. Rain ends tonight. We're breezy. We turn colder overnight, lows 20 to 25. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cold. Highs are going to be around 30. Clear, lows 15 to 20 tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday, we're sunny and milder, with highs between 35 and 40. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton.
People looking for jobs and businesses looking for sites in the Quad Cities should be happy to hear the market's cost of living index is lower than the national average. That's according to the most recent data from the Bi-State Regional Commission. Planner Ricky Newcomb says the cost of living index includes several categories.
Items are divided into six weighted categories: healthcare, utilities, food, transportation, housing, and miscellaneous goods and services. Items in category weights are selected based on expenditure patterns for professional and managerial households.
Newcomb says the cost of living index is used for comparison.
The Davenport, Moline, Rock Island metropolitan statistical area typically comes about probably 10 to 15% below the national average. This past quarter was 10.7% below the national average. And to give you an idea about what a place like Chicago would be, 17% above the national average.
This is the only local level of cost of living index available for the U.S. and does not measure inflation. The Bi-State Regional Commission compiled data for the third quarter. Today, a three-member election board will begin counting ballots from Iowa's 81st House District in Davenport. Scott County Auditor Carrie Tompkins says both candidates asked for the recount, Republican Luana Stoltenberg and Democrat Craig Cooper. After an administrative recount of absentee ballots, Cooper had six more votes than Stoltenberg. He chose former Scott County Attorney Bill Davis to serve on the election board, and Stoltenberg selected Diane Holst. They agreed on the third member, Jim Hancock, a former supervisor. Tompkins says it will probably take 2 days for the panel to hand count the 81st District absentee votes. That will be held at the County Administration Building. Then on Thursday, she says, the counting operation will be moved to the county warehouse in Eldridge, where voting machines are stored. This is WVIK Quad Cities NPR. Thank you for listening.